How about, is it a little breezy out there this morning, Fritz?
Yeah, a little bit breezy. Not too bad, though.
Nice. Fritz Hauser is there, Hauser's Superior View Farm. And, gee, it's kind of a busy week for you this week, is it not?
Oh, yeah. It's a real busy week this week.
We got the Bayfield Apple Festival coming up, of course. And Hauser's has a pretty big role to play there.
Oh, yeah. We have provide a free parking and shuttle service downtown from our farm to downtown and back. So it's downtown. It can be kind of a parking issue downtown, so it alleviates some of that pressure down there.
Oh, that's nice.
We have other events up here. There's pony rides and hay rides and, farm events. So.
But now you provide one of the wine. You got a that's not a wine. It's a wine. It's a wine name. The Merlot, Hauser's Merlot. That's your own apple variety. Tell me about that.
Apple. Yep, we do. It's one that came from a seedling. An apple tree that just grew up from a seed, a random seed, and it actually has turned out to be a great apple. Kind of a random chance, but this year it's kind of on their down cycle a little bit. Don't have as many as last year, but we still have. There'll still be some available, but it's. It's a great apple.
Is that the apple that the Bayfield Winery uses to make some of their wine?
They use a variety of apples. It's not just one type. It's usually a good mixture. It's like a cider. They use it. It takes a good variety of apples to make a good wine, too. So,
we're talking with Fritz Hauser of Hauser's Superior View Farm in Bayfield. And, again, they are giving you shuttle service from the orchard out there. What's your address out there, Fritz?
It's 86565. County Highway J in Bayfield.
Can't miss it. You know, they do that shuttle to the festival grounds. Parking is always a little bit of a headache. Well, Fritz is taking care of that. They've got the pony rides, the hay rides. And you also supply the apples for the apple peeling contest. Tell me about those.
Well, it's a variety called Wolf River, which originated down by Appleton, Wisconsin, in, I think, the 1840s, I believe. And it gets pretty good size. They'll probably about a 5 to 6 inch apple.
Really?
They can peel. I think the longest was like 260 inches, I think.
So
it's a surgeon to peel them, but they do a great job.
So the strategy there is to get it nice and thin and not have any break from top to bottom, huh?
Right. It can't fall apart. If it breaks in half, well, then you're done. So it's got to be a continuous peel.
Now, hopefully, then there's no breakage between the time the guy finishes peeling and the time they stretch it out onto. How do you measure that? I mean, it's curly-cued.
It's kind of interesting. I'm not really exactly sure how they end up trying to get it stretched out. I'm not really sure on that.
Oh, that's all right. You got enough to deal with out there at the Superior View Farm. Fritz Hauser, Hauser's Merlot, shuttle service to the festival grounds out there on Highway J, and a lot of stuff going on at the farm that's a lot of fun, too. So it's a great family place to stop, and this is the time of year to visit.
For sure. There's going to be a good supply of apples, so everybody come on out.
Fritz, thank you very much. And you can always check out the Apple Festival. It's BayfieldAppleFest.org, if I'm not mistaken. And Bayfield Apple Festival has its own Facebook page, too. So
that's correct. Yep.
A lot of great pictures out there, a lot of fun to enjoy. And, boy, I hope this weather holds out, Fritz. This is great.
Oh, I think it's only a little bit of rain on Wednesday to Thursday, but it sounds like it should be a cool weekend, but perfect.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
All right. That's Fritz Hauser from Hauser's Superior View Farm. Of course, Apple Festival coming up here this weekend, and KDAL AM 610, happy to be a sponsor.
The first name in news, the last word in talk, 610 KDAL News Talk Sports.